Christian mom friends. This is Robin Whitworth, and you're listening to the Elevated Mother Podcast, the show that's fun and spiritually expansive, all wrapped in one to elevate your consciousness of this earthly life, to find the skills and mindsets that will bring forth the abundant life financially, spiritually, and physically that you know you can have. This is for you, Christian moms, who are doing the work to shift how you think, to shift the experience you're having in this life.
Good morning. This is Robin Whitworth. I hope you're joining live. But if you're watching the replay, please still comment. But today's class is the two things you need to have to see change, because a lot of people want to change something in their life. A lot of women who are at home with their kids, or they're trying to juggle work, they're doing all the things. All the people in this group, a lot of you have side businesses, you have side hustles, you've got a full-time job, you're trying to get out of your full-time job, trying to change things. Maybe you don't have a job and you're staying at home, but you're feeling a call to do something different. And at any stage of your life, every now and then you're getting into a groove and things are great. And I know I'm not the only one. A couple months goes and things were going and you start to kind of feel this kind of an inner call. Like, for me, and if you want to share how it feels for you, please put it down. So I know I'm not the only one who feels something like this, but it's kind of like butterflies. It's kind of like deep in my gut. And I want to take a deep breath. I want to be like, because it kind of feels big to me. It feels like a big feeling. And I've heard from various people, it feels different for them. It's like this call, like, is there something more for you? Is something coming for you? Is there a change in the air? Some people have labeled that as a spiritual prompting. Some people have said it's just your intuition knowing, okay, you've been in this season. I've chosen to believe, and this has served me very well, that it's my spirit saying, Robin, you've been in your comfort zone a little bit. It's time to grow. Time to grow. Because you came here to grow. You came here to create. You came here to do something, and your comfort zone isn't how you get there. That took some years to start to identify, but ultimately, it's been my experience that if you are a smart, capable, forward-thinking woman, that feeling comes at some point, especially if we've kind of lived in our comfort zone for a while, where things feel safe, things feel like we can plan them out, that kind of thing. And then inevitably we kind of get this feeling, or we get ideas like, maybe I could do that thing. We get approached by someone, or we have this idea. We see this poster. We attend a class on a whim, and we're like, why did I attend that class? But it sparks these ideas. And all of a sudden you're like, maybe I could lose weight. Maybe I could start a business. Maybe I could go back to work. Maybe this could work. Maybe this is what my kid has. Like, ideas start to flow when we are in a season where we're ready for growth. Now, here's the thing. I see a lot of people that want to grow. A lot of women that want to change. They feel that, or they're in a job that they're just like, this is not doing it for me. Like, am I a baby? Like, wanting other things? Like, shouldn't I just be complacent? Lower my standard? Like, it's fine, just relax. But if you feel that call, and if you want to change, see real shift, the first thing is you don't just feel that, but you actually get to get curious and realize you have that gut feeling and say, why? What is it personally for you? So this first one, if you're taking notes, is you have to have a desire. And we've probably heard that through the generations. We've heard that in many books. It's in the scriptures talking about if you want to be different, like you have to desire to be different in the context of repentance and following Jesus Christ. It's the same. That principle follows for human life. Like, I believe the scriptures are literally like, hey, you're human. You have all these limitations. Let me share some really good nuggets with you. It's kind of like Jesus gave us this stuff a long time ago. We need to have a desire, like a real desire. I'm going to break that and break it down and unpack it for you a little bit. We need to have a real desire. So you felt the gut feeling. You're kind of like, what's this? You're having some ideas. Do I really want to change? Like, really? I've had some time where I thought I wanted something, but it was absolutely different. But it was going through this, take it curious, not judgmental about yourself, not worried about limitations, but really sit with that feeling. Sit with it in a quiet place and be like, what could this be? Is there someone that I could serve that maybe I've been putting off? Is there a goal my family set that I haven't made headway on? Is there something personally I really want to achieve and I'm not moving forward on it? Is there something I've been afraid to achieve? Like, those are the kind of questions that I ask myself in that quiet, reflective moment when I am trying to figure out if this feeling is like, what is this for? And so once you've sat with that and you're like, I really do have a desire. I have a real desire to shift. And I'll tell you, when you have that quiet moment, and I highly suggest journaling through it, stuff starts to pop out on the page. Stuff starts to become clear. Like, your brain, your spirit, like, you will start to sometimes even visualize something specific. That's how I knew when it was time to really harness and lose weight 8 years ago. That's when I knew, actually, when I had a couple of my children, I had that same feeling. I was like, I think I need to start preparing for another spirit to come to our home. And understanding like where this is coming from helps that desire to grow. Because without that desire, like, you cannot like move on it. You have to say, okay, what is this thing I would love to do? And do I have a real desire for this? Do I really want this change? And journal out what that would mean. So once you choose something, like, believe me, you guys, your intuition will tell you. I can't tell you what the change is that you want, but I do know that the women in this group always want to change their finances. They want to change how their day-to-day goes. They want to achieve a dream they've never achieved yet, but it's been on their mind. They want to have good, organized homes that feel bright, cozy, like non-cluttered. They want that kind of a home atmosphere. They want to create a refuge from the world for their children and their family. They want to have good family relationships. They just want to feel love in their family. They want to follow Jesus Christ. They want to do what is right to a fault. And I mean that sincerely. I mean that sincerely. They want to do things so right that they become perfectionists. And if this is you, if I'm describing you, you're in the right group. So a lot of times women here are like, I have this goal that I wanted to reach forever and it is not coming. I have this desire on my heart that I've had for a long time. And it's just, I see the time running out. Like, we are aging. Time is not standing still. Now, I believe there's no such thing as a once in a lifetime opportunity. I believe in timing. I believe things come when they're supposed to come. I also believe agency is king. We choose when to start moving on something and surrendering to how God's orchestration is happening and making stuff go. But I've discovered that when I take on a client that has big goals and big dreams, sometimes we have to get really real with their desire. What is it that you really want? Because if it's fame and fortune and recognition, it's going to take a long, like, it's just not. But when it's, I want to serve, there's something I know I have to give and I want the world. Like, I want to facilitate this shift. I want to facilitate this experience, this product, because I know it's going to affect humanity as a whole. I know that what I'm doing matters. It matters so much. You see evidence of it everywhere to the point where it's like, this is you. This is you in this group. And if you're watching this live, I encourage you to write down what one of those dreams is. Writing down, getting stuff out, helps you to clarify that desire. Like, what is it that I really want? I want to elevate the thinking of mothers. I want to bring moms into a space where they don't worry about what people think, where they understand people pleasing and perfectionism, and they understand how to make effective goals, how to work on them and stay focused and see abundance manifest in their life because they know how to create that. They have, like, these women, literally, they stay in their lane. They step into their power. It's incredible. They have incredible boundaries. Their kids grow up to be incredible humans. Like, this is when we have this elevated thing. So this is my desire, right? My big desire. And I know that one changed mom changes generations. I know that. I know that so hard. So when you're feeling this deep desire to shift and change, you're like, that's the one thing you have to have. And once you have sat with that and thought, what is it that I really want? Why do I really want this? And I'll tell you, if you feel this call and this desire and you don't take that time to visualize what it is you desire, to visualize it and get really like specific, understanding, if I don't do this, what's at stake? What's the cost of me not taking action right now? That will increase your desire when you get clear on that. What's it cost if I don't do this? If I'm on my deathbed, will I regret not trying to do this? I know for me, creating the Elevated Mother program, creating this group. It's all scary. It was hard, like all these things, but it was like, I knew intuitively in my soul that if I didn't try, if I didn't know how this would go, I would regret it. Like, I know that so deep in my heart. And so I push forward and I find the step. And so here comes the second one. You felt the call. You have a clear desire and you've sat with it and said, what is the desire? What's the clear desire of what I'm trying to do? The second piece to this is belief. Because you can have desire all you want. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that have a vision, beautiful vision of, oh, I see this and wouldn't this be amazing? And this would be so great to do, but I can't do. So you can have this desire and you've figured it out. But if you don't have belief, you think, well, someone else will do it better than me. Like it's, I'll tell you, whatever you believe is right. So, you know, there's that. Someone else will create it. But here's the thing. They wouldn't create it like you would create it. Because what comes out of your creation is your baby, and nobody takes care of your baby better. I promise you that. That was something that helped me get over my fears when I first came into this space. I thought, there's a million mindset coaches. There's a million, like, who's going to listen to me? I had a great mentor that was like, Robin, nobody's Robin. Nobody's had Robin's experiences. No one teaches exactly like Robin. No one will bring things into context for people the way that you will. And the people that can learn the best from you, they will be there. And they won't go searching YouTube for all these free stuff and da 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 because they know they learned from you. They've seen results from you. They love how you teach. They love everything about your energy. And I leaned into that and I was like, you know what? That's true. There's no mindset coaches like Robin that have the exact vision that I have. And there are people, proof's in the pudding. Like, okay, when you have belief, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to build that. But when you believe that you can do this, like so hardcore, what's so cool, and I see this in the Elevated Mother Program clients, we build that belief through a specific process I have laid out for you. It's like the doors finally open to things that they thought were not in their cards. Resources they had no idea were going to come into their pocket. People that would come along on their path that they could not see before because they were blocking in the lack of belief. Once they believe and they're like there, it's like you show up. It's almost like you materialize. It's almost like, literally though, it's like you materialize for it. It's like all of a sudden stuff happens. Like the people are there. The resources start showing up. Like it is incredible. It is incredible. I have seen that shift in energy and all of a sudden, we wanted new couches. And all of a sudden, these neighbors that I love, their couches, they're just giving them away because they have to move really fast. Like, what the heck? And all of a sudden, they have these brand new couches and they didn't have to spend a dime. But they weren't even open to it. They weren't the person that the neighbor would have called because they have, like, it's crazy. This is a real thing. So let's talk about this belief. Part of that process that I teach, I mean, it's weeks, okay? It's weeks to shift the energy and wrap your brain around what that is for you. It's so personal. It's so personal. There's a definite process, but how that looks and what it is for each client is very different. And it will be for you too. But you have to have crystal clear clarity. Because if you're just like, oh, I have belief, I can do this thing, but you don't have a plan, you don't have the right environment, you don't have support. So here's the things that go into this belief piece. You need to get really clear on if you have the support. Do you have a good coach? Do you have like a supportive environment? Do you have good resources? Like who's going to be this part of this vision and who's over here helping you with that? And what do you have going for you, Karnu? Like, and do you need a mentor? If you've never done something before, it's so wise to get a mentor that is where you want to go. So they can say, oh yeah, you're going to need this piece and this piece and this piece. Okay. Like I understand that's why people pay me, like that exchange of all the knowledge that I have so that you can exchange and start to have all the knowledge that just makes sense. So who's your support? Do you have a mentor? Do you have a good environment for this? These things build belief. And I'll tell you that I've experienced so many moms who think they can do it, but then they get into going on this goal, they haven't made a clear plan. Like they really just haven't. They haven't reverse engineered each step to know the baby steps to do it. And so they jump both feet in is what the common thing they say. They start doing this thing and they burn out. Like literally, I've seen that happen so much. They commit to a big goal, they go all in, and then they're like, this is not fitting with my priorities. Like my family's getting pushed off. I feel like my family is being sacrificed for this. Like that is not what I wanted to have happen. Apparently this goal isn't right for me. The end. And they stop. That's a tragedy because I will tell you 100% of the time that is not true. It's not that they can't do it and it's not the right time. Because I'll tell you, and any other woman that has done like work through this, time is irrelevant. There is never a good time. It's how you're thinking about time. It's all between your ears. Like it really is. And if you don't believe me, I am so sad for you. Like you get to do some work. So you got to be so clear. Get so clear on what is going, like I am doing this thing. This is what I want. And then you get clear on reverse engineering what it is to get there. And like I said, you may need a mentor. You may need some good support, some couple days away from the family to get really clear on what this is and what this means to you, how it's going to go. And then you start shifting your lifestyle. So under this belief part, you got to have crystal clear clarity, define who your support is, and is my lifestyle going to sustain this? Do I have the energy to be at these appointments at this time? Because right, you have clarity now, you know the plan. So I'm going to be up at this time, or I'm going to be going to bed at this time, or my kids need dinner this time because of their extracurriculars. Like, let's get so clear on, is this lifestyle that I'm living going to sustain this? And do I need to make some changes? So once we understand that we need to have like a clear desire and know what our desire is, find the noble reason, then you got to partner that with belief. And the belief comes from the clarity. Because once you break it down and see the small pieces, it is so doable. It should feel doable. It might still feel scary because you've never done it before, but it should feel doable. And if you have a big goal and it doesn't feel doable, you're setting yourself up for failure. I'm telling you that right now. It's breaking it down until you can literally see and visualize yourself doing this successfully. You'll win every time. You'll win every single time. You will reach every goal you set. It's really quite exciting. Like really quite exciting to get on a call with a mom who just a few months ago was like, I don't know what's going on in my life. Like, I know I want to change these things. I'm trying to change this multiple times. Is this really in my cards? To Robin, oh my gosh, this happened and this happened and this happened. Like, I can't even believe it. I'm like, right? Right? That was the biggest shift that happened for me a few years ago. When I started doing things the right way, I can say it the right way because that is how it works. I have never seen something different. Now I'm seeing the patterns in every successful person I've ever seen. So a couple of things that I want to put little tips. So if you're taking notes, little tips for you. Start to get resourceful. If you need a mentor, if you need like whatever it is that you now know you need to achieve this goal, go get it. And if that means you need to take out a loan for yourself for the first time, if that means you need to get a credit card and start building your credit, be brave. One of the best things my coach has done for me is told me like, okay, you want this thing, go get it. And I would like go to the bank and show up as a business owner and be like, oh, I need to do this thing. And here's my 5-year plan. And this is what it is. And it's like, she has helped me to make decisions and choices based on where I'm going that I don't know what I was thinking before. It would come out of somewhere. All of a sudden we would get an influx of money. Like that's not the best way to do things. The best way to do it is the creation of your own. So if you're thinking about getting mentored, you're thinking about doing the Elevated Mother Program and you're like, well, I don't have the money. Like go find it. I promise you that mindset alone of not being resourceful when you know you need something. And I'm not just talking about the Elevated Mother Program, but anything that transfers to your entire life. You'll start to see this limiting belief that you have that you're capped in your resources and it's just not safe and da, da, da. You will start to see that everywhere. You'll see it everywhere. That you don't sign up for that and you don't take on that challenge and you're too worried about this. In fact, you'll see it in your kids that they're scared to do a certain thing and that they feel sheepish about that thing. Like whatever your limiting beliefs are will transfer in everything. You'll see it. So like I said, the greatest thing my coach did was help me to like just move forward. Just start making the, like, if you believe in yourself, like, let's build that evidence for you that you can do big, awesome things. Like, so go do it. Go get resourceful. Go get resourceful. And I'll tell you the next tip. There's a big difference between being willing to learn and grow and being capable of learning and growing. So many women in this group are so amazing. Like, what you guys are doing in your lives day to day, how you support your kids, your grandkids, how you're supporting your husband, how you're getting food on the table and budgeting. And I mean, we have so many amazing, inspiring women in here. And yet a lot of you feel a little bit stuck. You feel like, I'm trying to reach for these goals forever. They're just not, what am I doing wrong? You're spinning your wheels. You're getting frustrated. And I was there too. I get it. But there's a point where you have to say, am I willing to learn? Like, really? Because I know I'm capable. I know all of you are capable of learning something new, implementing something new. But am I willing? Am I willing to learn? Am I really willing to do things different, to think different? Like, am I willing? Sit with that for a little bit. And if you're like, you know, I don't know if I need this type of support, I kind of feel like, okay, well, do you have a workable plan then? Do you have the goals so clear? Do you have like everything reverse engineered? If you don't know what that means, then that might be why you burn out or feel scared or feel like your family has to sacrifice. Because when you don't have things broken down and planned out and it feels doable, then you will do too much. And your family will suffer like that. When you feel like your family is seeing the sacrifice for a big goal of yours, it goes back to that plan. Is your plan workable? Like, really? Is it so broken down you can see every step and how it's going to fit? So I'll tell you, in the Elevated Mother Program, we do this. And what's interesting to me is how many of the Elevated Mother's future you is like, this seems so doable. I can't even believe this is really going to get me to my goal. That is a common like fear that pops up once we get everything reverse engineered and we see how doable it is. We're like, now, wait a minute. I've been thriving on like any big goal should be stressful and chaotic, right? No, that's the reason you haven't been reaching all your big goals and dreams. The last piece is that support. And I'm not saying that your husband holds your hand and knows all the details. And I'm not saying your mom comes over and watches the kids while you do this thing. And I'm not saying that you have to have six people on a team that help you do this thing. I'm saying, do you have a good mentor? Do you have the tools, like the supportive lifestyle? Do you have these things that are going to support your belief and desire? So if you really want to see change, you really are like, I'm ready. Like, I am so done spinning my wheels. I now understand the cost of my inaction. Because there is a cost of your inaction. I'm ready to go. And if you do need that support, like in the Elevated Mother Program, we will give it to you. Like, you will have support that you've never been supported before. Like, we will break it down. We will help you see the steps. And I say we because it is a group effort. Guest speakers come in. It is amazing. And if you're like, I want that kind of support, I'm ready to go. Like, this is the year. Things are going to change. I'm done waiting. I'm done prolonging my stress and struggle. Like, feeling like I want things to change, feeling like I have that desire. Gosh, I believe I can do it. And let's chat. Like, seriously, I would love to see where you're at and see where you're going and offer resources. Even if I'm not the one to help take you there, I have so many people in my network or resources that can help you. Getting on that call is going to help you get more clear. I can't tell you, I've had several people that fill out, I have a paper, an assessment I have you fill out before we talk to kind of see where you're at. And it's amazing because a lot of people say, oh my gosh, just filling out that assessment has helped me get more clear on exactly what I'm doing. And not 100% of people come into Elevated Mother because we discover on our call that there's actually something different that they want to do. And that's okay with me. It's getting you to move into that abundance space. You can be an amazing Christian mother and live in abundance, spiritually, personally developing yourself, financially, all the things. It's totally possible. You don't have to feel like you have to sacrifice and it's just not time and I should just be happy with what I have. Like, if that's where your belief system is and you're happy there, congratulations. But I know that people in this group want to grow. People in this group know there's bigger things. They know they have something specific to do. So I know that's not you. And if you think it is, you're either in the wrong group or you've got some limiting beliefs going on that I would love to address. because that's going to spill over into everything that you do. All right. That was the class for today. And I'm super glad those of you that were on live. So fun to see you and have an awesome rest of your Friday. And I hope to be talking to some of you on some calls.
Thank you for gifting this time to yourself, my friend. If you feel blessed by listening and you'd like to lift another mom, please share it. Post about it on social media. And please leave a rating and a review so that the podcast listeners will get the recommendation. To catch all the latest from me and my team, search us up and join us in our Facebook community, the Elevated Mother Collective. Chat soon. Bye now.